Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Today being the 5th of Jumad al-Ula 1446, corresponding to the 7th of November 2024. It's gone 10 minutes past 12 Central African Time. You can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. It's a beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. You know, one more day closer to Yom al-Jumu'ah, the blessed day. A blessed day indeed. It is regarded as an Eid day as well. So alhamdulillah, let's make the most of it. And inshallah, you know, at 12:30 we will be discussing various topics. And since it being Thursday and after Maghrib, the day of Jumu'ah sets in, so inshallah we will be discussing what to do and how to behave, how to conduct oneself on a Friday, and what necessary things that you should do. But nevertheless, let's continue with our show, inshallah. It is our recipe segment. So our first recipe is called succulent pepper steak. Succulent pepper steak. You know, sometimes you get the repeat of these recipes, but nevertheless, this recipe is was sent in by Mrs. Ali. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Mrs. Ali for sending in this recipe. So your ingredients, you're going to need 1 kilo of sirloin steak. 1 kilo of sirloin steak in large pieces. Then the marinade, you're going to need 1 heaped teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 heaped teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 2 heaped teaspoons of coarse black pepper. 2 heaped teaspoons of coarse black pepper. And do insist on freshly ground. You must insist that you want freshly ground. 1 tablespoon of vinegar. 1 tablespoon of vinegar. 6 tablespoons of Nando sauce, either medium or hot, whichever one you prefer. 6 tablespoons of Nando sauce. 3 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce. 3 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce. In the braise, you're going to need 1 large dishing spoon of butter. 1 large dishing spoon of butter. A drizzle of oil. 2 medium sliced onions. 2 sliced medium onions. 2 whole garlic cloves. 2 whole garlic cloves. 1 punnet of mushrooms. 1 punnet of mushrooms, whole and rinsed. 1 punnet of mushrooms, whole and rinsed. And you're going to sprinkle of salt. You're going to use a pinch or sprinkle of salt. 250 ml of fresh cream. 250 ml of fresh cream. Then you can use some greens to garnish. You can use greens to garnish. Now for your method, you're going to marinate the steak in the spices. You're going to marinate the steak in the spices and the sauces overnight. You're going to marinate the steak in the spices and sauces overnight, and you're going to refrigerate it. It's going to be refrigerated. You're going to heat up the butter and the oil. Heat up the butter and the oil. And then you're going to braise the onion and the garlic. You're going to braise the onion and the garlic until completely softened. Until completely softened. Then you're going to smash the garlic cloves with the back of your spoon. Smash the garlic cloves with the back of your spoon. Now you're going to increase the heat. Increase the heat and then add in the mushrooms and salt. You're going to add in the mushrooms and the salt. You're going to stir fry until brown. You're going to stir fry until brown. Then you're going to remove everything from the pot. Remove everything from the pot and set aside. Remove everything from the pot and set aside. Sear the steak in the same pot on a high heat. Sear the steak in the same pot on high heat until golden brown all over. Until golden brown all over. Now add your mushrooms and onions back in and a cup of water. Add your mushrooms and onions back in and a cup of water. Lower the heat to its lowest and simmer. Lower the heat to the lowest and simmer. Partially covered until the steak is tender. Partially covered until the steak is tender. Thereafter, you're going to pour in your fresh cream. You're going to pour in your fresh cream and give it a final simmer for about 20 minutes. Pour in your fresh cream and give it a final simmer for about 20 minutes. You're going to then taste and adjust the salt. If it needs more salt or less salt, up to you, to your discretion. And then you can garnish with the chopped greens, and you can serve with chips, garlic rolls, and salad. And that was the recipe for the succulent pepper steak, and that was sent in by Mrs. Ali. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Mrs. Ali for that. Our next recipe comes in from Sister Juwadia, and it is titled Butter Chicken with a Twist. Butter chicken with a twist. So you're going to need your ingredients. You're going to need 1 kilo chicken fillet marinade. 1 chicken fillet marinade. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 4 to 6 tablespoons of yogurt. 4 to 6 tablespoons of yogurt. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of dhana. 1 teaspoon of dhana. 1 teaspoon of jeera. 1 teaspoon of jeera. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. Your ingredients for your sauce. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of butter. 2 tablespoons of butter. 1 teaspoon of jeera seeds. 1 teaspoon of jeera seeds. We're going to need one large onion, 2 to 4 tomatoes, 2 to 4 tomatoes, 3 tablespoons of ginger garlic, 3 tablespoons of ginger garlic, 1 to 2 Thai chilies, THAI, Thai chilies, 4 tablespoons of cashews, 4 tablespoons of cashews, 3 tablespoons of tomato paste, 3 tablespoons of tomato paste. You're going to need some salt to taste. You're going to need some salt to taste. 1/4 teaspoon of kasuri methi. 1/4 teaspoon of kasuri methi. 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of dana. 1/2 teaspoon of dana. 1/2 teaspoon of dana. 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1/2 teaspoon of jeera. 250 ml heavy cream. 250 ml heavy cream. Now for your method, you're going to marinate your chicken in yogurt. You're going to marinate your chicken in the yogurt, lemon juice, and the above spices. Marinate your chicken in the yogurt, lemon juice, and above spices. Cook the chicken in a little oil. Cook the chicken in a little oil. And when it's done, you can take it out of the pan. Cook the chicken in a little oil. And when it's done, take it out of the pan. Add the ingredients for the sauce and cook in the same pan. Add the ingredients for the sauce and cook in the same pan. Once you are done, you can add it to a blender and blend until it's smooth. Once you are done, you can add it to a blender and blend until it's smooth. Then you're going to add the chicken back into the pan. You're going to add the chicken back into the pan and run the sauce through a strainer. Run the sauce through a strainer. This may take some time and your arm muscles to get all the sauces out, but have patience and keep pushing down until you get all the sauces out. Thereafter, you're going to add it to the chicken. You're going to add all the sauces to the chicken. And you're going to put it on a low heat. You're going to put it on a low heat and add the heavy cream and some coriander leaves. You're going to add all the sauces that you pushed out. You're going to add it to the chicken, put it on low heat, and add the heavy cream and some coriander leaves for garnish. And that was the butter chicken, but with a twist. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Juwaira for sending in that recipe. We're going to move on to something a little bit sweeter. When I say sweeter, we're talking about cakes. So inshallah, we're going to go with a recipe or a cake. Ferrero Swiss rolls. Ferrero Swiss rolls. And this was sent in by The Cook Sister Blog. The Cook Sister Blog, we give credit to this, the Cook Sister Blog, for sharing this recipe for Ferrero Swiss rolls. You're going to need 6 eggs. 6 eggs. 2 to 3 cups of caster sugar. 2 to 3 cups of caster sugar. 1/2 cup of flour. 1/2 cup of flour. Two tablespoons of cocoa. 2 tablespoons of cocoa. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. You're going to use some Nutella to drizzle. Nutella to drizzle. Two Cadbury slabs. You can choose whichever Cadbury slab you want. You don't have to buy dairy milk or what's the other one? Fruit and nut or cashew. Just whichever one you like. You can even put a mint. Then you're going to need 1/2 tin of Nestle cream. 1/2 tin of Nestle cream. You know that word, this word, when they say you got Nestle cream. It's not Nestle cream. It's Nestle cream. 1/2 tin of Nestle cream. Then you're going to need some Ferreros. Ferrero Rocher. Then 2 fresh cream. 2 fresh cream. And about 1/4 cup of ground hazelnuts. About 1/4 cup of ground hazelnut. Those are your ingredients for the Ferrero Swiss roll. And then the method. You're going to beat the egg whites until very soft. Stiff. Beat the egg whites until very soft. Stiff. Beat the egg whites till very stiff. Add in the caster sugar and beat it till glossy. Add in the caster sugar and beat it till it's glossy. Add in the egg yolks. Add in egg yolk and vanilla essence. Sift in dry ingredients. Sift in dry ingredients. 3 times and fold into an egg white mixture. So you're going to add egg yolk and the vanilla essence. Sift in the dry ingredients 3 times and fold into egg white mixture. Line 2 Swiss roll trays with wax wrap or baking paper. Line 2 Swiss roll trays with wax wrap or baking paper. Then you're going to spread the batter on. Spread the batter on. And bake at 180 degrees. Bake at 180 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes. Spread the batter on and bake at 180 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes. Then turn over onto a dishcloth or net. Turn over onto a dishcloth or net. And then you're going to peel off the wax wrap roll. Peel off the wax wrap roll from the side, long side up. From the side, long side up. And you're going to allow it to cool. Allow it to cool. Make a ganache with Cadbury slabs and Nestle cream. Make a ganache with the Cadbury slabs and Nestle cream. Add in hazelnuts and mix till nicely combined. Add in the hazelnuts and mix until it is nicely combined. Beat the fresh cream beat the fresh cream till stiff. Thereafter, you're going to fold in about half a bottle of Nutella. Beat the fresh cream till stiff, and you're going to fold in about half a bottle of Nutella and mix gently. Fill the Swiss roll with chocolate cream. Fill the Swiss roll with chocolate cream. Thereafter, you're going to top it with ganache. Top with ganache. Pipe flowers with leftover cream. And decorate with Ferreros and edible gold foil. Pipe flowers with leftover cream and decorate with the Ferreros and edible gold foil. And that was the recipe for the Ferrero Swiss rolls. And we say just thank you and Jazakallah Khairan to the Cook Sister blog for sending in this recipe. It's gone 29 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Mrs. Ali, Sister Juwaria, and the Cook Sister blog for sending in your recipes. We're going to go for a small break, inshallah. And thereafter, we will go on to our segment with myself and Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة
27 minutes to 1 Central African time, and this is our Nasiha and daily discussion segment with myself and Maulana Zahid Khan. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, hope you're well.
Alhamdulillah.
You're a very busy man today, Asiya.
Jee.
So you're a very busy man today.
Always.
Mashallah, mashallah. Maulana, today being Thursday, you know, we're going to give the janazah a break. You know, every Thursday we give our topics a break and we concentrate on maybe the etiquettes.
Jee.
Of, you know, they say you go to the masjid for Jummah Salah early, you know. And for every, the earlier you are at the masjid, the greater the reward. Is it before the khutbah?
Jeez.
So when you enter the masjid, you get that the angels are standing by the door and they're recording like who is coming early to the masjid. And you'll say, okay, you get a reward of a camel. And then from the largest animal, it'll go down to a size of an egg until the khutbah. So that's why it's very important for the males, especially, that when you go to the masjid, go with wudu, dress in your best attire, because the day of Jummah is like a day of Eid. Just like how you will dress up on the day of Eid, you'll iron your kurta, iron your amama, shine your shoes, do whatever it may be, but you will dress at your best. Dress at your best for a Friday. You know, because it's a day of Jummah. And you know, once Thursday night sets in, you can feel the ambience of the Thursday, the Yomul Jummah, that you can feel that it's Yomul Jummah. You know, it's a different feeling once Maghrib sets in. You know, you can feel that difference, even in the air, even your surroundings. Why? Because the creation of Almighty Allah is making zikr. The creation of Almighty Allah is sending durood and salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One should read Surah Kaf as well on a Thursday or even on a Friday morning if you have time. That's why you must send durood and salam on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, I was just thinking, you know the importance of salah. Did we ever think when we read, we say Allahu Akbar, we take in all our problems. We take in all our problems and we are throwing it onto the ground. And you go on to praising Almighty Allah. You say, Allahu Akbar. Manana, you see it. No problem, Manana. I was saying, when you have to go.
Sorry, Maaf. I have to just get some kitab for Mufti Saab.
You have to do it now because we'll finish in the next 10 minutes or so. So Maulana Mufti Saab is going for Salah.
Chi.
No problem. We finish up a bit early.
Okay. What are you saying?
No, I was saying, did we ever think, like when we go read our Salah, right? Do we ever think like we just go over there, up, down, kiss the ground? But do we ever think of the import, the meaning behind it, or when we're reading our salah, what is it actually? It's a connection between Almighty Allah and ourselves. No? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past Sidratul Muntaha where Angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam couldn't even pass, because he said, if I have to pass by, it'll burn my wings. But the greatest creation of Almighty Allah went in. It was the conversation between the lover and the beloved. And such a gift that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us is the gift of salah. But yet we don't appreciate it. We just take it for granted. That's why we have to send durood and salam abundantly, not only on a Thursday. On a Thursday and a Friday, we must increase it. But every other day, we should try at least reading 100 after every salah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So you've spoken about the virtues of Jumu'ah as well. And you've said, you've asked the question, when do they stop writing? So remember, they stand at the door. It's a narration of Nasai that Idha kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is where it starts. This is what makes us different. When we hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mention, Idha dhukirtu, when you mention, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who is a miser? Al-bakhilu idha dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A miser is one, when I mentioned, he does not remember me. He does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a miser, what do you consider a miser? A miser is someone who doesn't want to pull out money. But bigger miser than that is ourselves. We can't even move our lips when we hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this, there's so many benefits just by me saying it now. Then inshallah, because we are hopeful of Allah's mercy. So man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayya ashra. Whoever sends one salutation upon me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 10 mercies, 10 blessings for that person, Allah will send to him. So it doesn't mean, just mean Jumu'ah, but any opportunity we get, of course, in Jumu'ah, on the day of Jumu'ah, tonight, Laylatul Jumu'ah, you're going to increase in this year. So when it is the day of Jumu'ah, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ قَعَدِتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ. So the malaika, they sit by the doors of the masjid. And what do they do? فَكَتَبُوا مَنْ جَاءَ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ. And they write down who has come for Jumu'ah. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامُ, when the imam leaves, or he comes to come to the to give the khutbah now, طَوَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الصُّحُفُ. طَوَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الصُّحُفُ. So then they roll up the scrolls. The angels then roll up the scrolls. He's going now, he's going to give his khutbah. So up until that point, the angels will be recording. They're standing by the doors. Who's entering? Who's coming in? Like this. But from what time, you asked? So this will depend. I know when we learned so much from our grandparents. So we saw practically how they used to live. So this is my mother's father. He would leave at about 11 o'clock, 10:30, first in the masjid. He would dress up everything. In the corner was his spot. Whoever comes in, he would give him itar, all of this. This was his practice. So that first person, قال فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, المهجر إلى الجمعة كالمهدي كالمهدي بدنة. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one who comes early to Jumu'ah is like one who sacrifices a camel. Then, after that, it is thumma kalmuhti baqara, like one who slaughters a cow. Thumma kalmuhti shatan, then it is the one who sacrifices a sheep. Thumma kalmuhti batta, then it is one like who sacrifices a duck. Thumma kalmuhti tajaja, then it is one who sacrifices, it is like one who sacrifices a chicken. Thumma kalmuhti bayda, then it is like one who sacrifices an egg. So you'll get some crazy people, and you will always get them. They say no, they use this hadith. Of course, this is interpreting the hadith and using it in a way which was never heard of. So they will say Qurbani time, that we can also cut, we can just crack an egg, because it's mentioned here from cow to egg. So we can crack an egg and that will suffice. So you get these crazy people which we have to be aware of. Of course you can't do. Cow you can slaughter for Qurbani. Sheep you can slaughter. You can't slaughter chicken. You can't slaughter duck for Qurbani. You can't slaughter, you can't crack an egg and claim what you claim. So these are the rewards. First person, his reward is like a cow, like a camel, in fact. And then a cow, and then a sheep, then a duck, then a chicken, then an egg. So this continues. The angels will stand there recording who's coming in, who's going out. Then you've spoken about Salah. Salah is so important. And on the day of Jumu'ah, if you see on the last few verses of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, this is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. Salah. That when you are in your shops and see to do business, there's nothing wrong. But when you are called for Salah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying in verse number 9, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, when you are called for Salah on the day of Jumu'ah, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then head straight, concentrate, go towards that dhikrullah, hasten towards it, because now I must drop my business. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ, Allah is saying, and leave your business, leave your trade. The best is to put those shutters down Jumu'ah time of your shops. And you go wholesome, with a whole mind set towards Salah, Salatul Jumu'ah. This year is your intention, your sidq. All of this plays a role. When you do this year, the benefits, if you see in the books of Hadith, there won't be time to go through it. But tomorrow in our 7 to 9, we'll speak more of it. The benefits of this year, just to give it to you. If you do the following, we're speaking about the men folk, you're going, you do the following. One is you take a ghusl. Such a ghusl, which you don't leave any part out. So you make sure you make a proper ghusl. After that, you go early. You sit close to the imam. You do not speak. You remain quiet. You listen attentively. You do these things. Then what happens? For every step you took for that Jumu'ah, before that, because these certain actions, listening attentively, gets activated. You're sitting there. But those steps that you took towards it will be activated afterwards. So those steps that you took, for every step, Haji Suleiman, you get 1 year fasting, 1 year standing in Salah, for every step for Jumu'ah. But you have to complete those five. Ghusl, complete ghusl proper. And going early, listening attentively, remaining silent, these are the actions, and you sit close to the imam. Those are the five things. Then for every step you take, count it, and every year you get 1 year's reward of fasting, 1 year's reward of standing in Salah. The narration is in Tirmidhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, put us onto the straight path, the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Say Jazakallah Khair and to Maulana Khan for giving us these nasihat, and also the importance and the rewards of one when you are going for Salah, for especially for Jumu'ah Salah, and the conditions that one has to be fulfilled in order to receive those rewards. But we say Jazakallah Khair, Maulana, once again, inshallah, we will speak again on Monday, inshallah.
Inshallah.
آمين. جزاك الله خير مولانا. السلام عليكم.
جزاكم الله خيرا. وعليكم السلام ورحمة
الله. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And that was Mulana Zahid Khan, and that is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners that send in your requests and your recipes. Until we meet again, inshallah, on Monday, fi amanillah. Remember us and the entire ummah in your esteemed du'as. Fi amanillah. Ma'a salama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.